Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, what's going on? We back for another one, another Shabbat. Praise Yahuwah. You already know, each and every week is going down on the Poetic Energy Network station. This week we have a lot in store for you because, you know, we've been kind of keeping the low radar. We've been getting into, you know, some scriptures, and we really haven't been getting on the news and really exposing and giving the current news. But today we're back at it. We're going hard again, and we're going to keep you up to date of what's been going on. So let's dive in and let's approach the Father. Father Yahuwah, in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, Father, we pray. We come to you thanking you for another day, thanking you for another Shabbat, a Sabbath, in which we are able to rest in and just enjoy. And Father, we just pray that you would speak through us and to us and show us your prophecies that are coming to pass and show us how we can be prepared for the things in which are coming upon the world that we need to be prepared for. And so, Father, we just pray that you would give us strength and that you would show us what's happening in the spiritual atmosphere and the spiritual weather, and that you would decrease us that you may increase, that we may hear your voice. And we thank you and we love you. In Yahushua, the Messiah, name, we pray. So be it. Amen. Man, you already know each and every week is going down. We want to keep you up to breath about what's going on. If we rewind it a couple, this month right here is actually the ninth Hebrew month. It's the ninth Hebrew month. So we rewind it back and we go back to the seventh Hebrew month. You know, in the seventh new moon, we had the Feast of Teruah, which was the first day of Teruah, which was about September 29th. And since then, I wouldn't say a phenomenon, but since then, a lot of things have been transpiring over the course of time, in which we now see things that are unfolding. Since that day, since the trumpets were blown in the heavens, where we seen the woman with child about to give the child, and the dragon ready to devour. We seen quote unquote Saturn about to devour Venus in the heavens, and that was symbolic of Revelation 12. And what Jehovah showed us is that they're going to begin to persecute people, and they're going to begin to speed up the plan in order for the mark of the beast to persecute the people. Because remember in Revelation 12, it talks about that the dragon, he's not going to be able to touch the 144,000, but he's going to go to war with the remnant of her seed. And that is what's on the rise. Right now on the rise, since that day, since this year, Yahuwah showed us that, hey, it's going down. That's what the heavens said. The heavens said that it was going down, and it has not lied. We are here now upon the brink of what people don't see. A lot of people, even in Noah's days, they were drinking, having fun, marrying, and didn't understand the flood was coming, didn't know. So right here, we want to get into it. Without further ado, we're going to get back into it. And so we were doing some research, me and the wife, and we were doing some things, and we came to the fact that, hey, Revelation 13 is coming. It's coming to your doorstep right now. As we speak, it's coming to your doorstep. The rise of the mark of the beast. November 7, 2002, IBM, we talked about IBM a couple weeks ago, about how IBM, you know, had Hitler use their technology in order to kind of confine everybody in order to know where people are at. And he used that punch card system for concentration camps. He used the IBM system. We talked about commercials about how IBM has the grocery commercial where the person has the RFID chip. But this thing, you know, it's no more speculation. There's no more speculation. This is what they're coming with, and they're coming with the RFID chip. IBM holds the patent, the U.S. patent, and I have the number right here. If you don't want to believe me, you can look it up. 200-201-6-5758. Identification and tracking persons using RFID tag items. I'm going to rewind that for you. Identification and tracking of persons using the RFID tag items. So right now they're beginning to tag not only food, but the next thing is going to end with the tagging people. Oralcom has 29 satellites around the world in which it's able to simultaneously track things. So what happens is if you, once your product leaves the store, it is tracked until your house, and so they know where it goes, and now they can identify, you know, different things. I have a quote right here from Cal Schlimp, who is the Vice President and Global Leader for the Security and Privacy in the IBM Global. This is what he says. IBM Security Identification Solutions offers organizations a wide range of advanced technology verification systems capabilities, including the use of smart cards, biometrics, RFID, identification management, and security systems. So what you have here is IBM is trying to create a mosaic for what countries want as good identity management. Wider international cooperation is needed to establish a common language and standards. And so what does all that mean? What they're doing is, even the president of IBM, even the people who work for IBM, even the people who own these patents, they are coming and they're saying we need an international language. We need an international backing. By who? By the United Nations, in order to create a global system of exchange of information. And I found an interesting fact that the international language for exchanging user information is called the Federate IAM. And we were talking about that, you know, IAM, you know, how the people use that word almost blaspheming, because, you know, who says he's IAM. And so what you have here, you have these satellites which track people, which track information, which IBM will have in one database. They will have biometrics. They will have, when you get scanned, we looked at one of the president, Joel Silverman. They had a thing on, I believe it was Good Morning America, one of the morning shows, when you scan it and all your information comes through, your driver's license, your bank account information, everything. And so what you have here is you have a global system in which they're seeking backing for, in which every person's database, your personalities, everything is in this one database in which IBM controls, the beast. And so what you have here is the enemy really believes and tries to get people to believe that he's omniscient. But we know that's not true. We know that Hashitan can only be at one place and one time. We know that's true. But you look at things like the Illuminati eye, the all-seeing eye is what they call it. It's an illusion to make people believe that he's omniscient. And so what's going to happen is you have these satellites, these everything to basically spy on you and know where you are at all times. This is all for the anti-Messiah to use in order to control people. Now this gets interesting. We're going to get even deeper than what you're thinking. Okay, so it's safe to say that the evil power. Now we want to break it down. We want to break it down because basically this whole newscast is about one scripture. It's about one scripture that, you know, people want to allude to the fact that things are coming to your doorstep, in which we know that, you know, those who keep the commandments, those we talked about last week, that those that Yahuwah and Yahusha gave us a promise that, hey, if you hold fast to the word of endurance, you will be kept from the hour of testing, trial that's coming upon the whole world to try those who dwell on earth. So we know that we will be protected in an hour, but guess what? We also have to warn people who may be stuck and may have to go through this. So let's check out this scripture. Revelations 13, 16, 17, 18. It says he causes all, both small and great, rich, poor, free and slave, to be given a mark upon the right hand or upon the foreheads, that no one should be able to buy or sell except they have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. Here is wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Okay. Check this. So we just gonna ponder right there. But we move on. Just keep that verse in the back of your head. So it's basically safe to assume that evil powers, one, is they seek to control the food supply in order for people to be able to take the mark of the beast. So what you see now, I made the connection the other day. You see these commercials. You see that what they want to do is they want to control the food supply. So let's pause right there, but we're going to get into more articles. Found an article right here. It's talking about right here. Arlington, Virginia. The Healthcare Distribution Management Association is comprising the RFID Healthcare Industry Adoption Summit, which will be held in November 13th, November 16th at the Hyatt Hotel. Okay, so basically this article right here talks about the use of identification tags on pharmaceutical supply chains. So basically they want to begin to chip different pharmaceutical drugs. And so what's going to happen is we've seen a video. They have a new video out. What they're doing is they're making it so even with IBM and other people are making it so that people who have EBT, there's almost 44, I think it's millions of people on EBT. And so what they want to reduce fraud. And so what they're going to do is they're going to make people who are on EBT take the chip, the RFID chip, the identification chip. And so, I mean, even if you go to the WIC website, or go to the EBT website, the SNAP food stamps website, grocery manufacturers across America, you'll see this information readily on the websites. I mean, it's simple. With the search in Google, you'll see that they plan to use biometric technology in order to, one, number one, identify people, you know, to reduce fraud, to all these things, so people will be readily identified. Okay, and not many people know that it's in the Obama healthcare plan, which is pretty simple. The Obama healthcare plan includes, under Class 2, Paragraph 1, Section B, that a Class 2 device is implantable. This is on page 104, and it describes it in detail in there. So basically, we know the whole reform healthcare thing is basically an illusion, because what you have here is you have, number one, they're going to have a public option. So people like Blue Cross Blue Shield will eventually go out of business because they will have to raise their prices, first of all, and eventually go out of business because the public option will take over. And for instance, I have an article right here. It says children who are born in the United States who in the time of their birth is not otherwise covered under the acceptable coverage will be qualified and placed into CHIP. That's the name of the program, Children's Healthcare Insurance Program, which is a convenient name. The name CHIP consists to have the CHIP implanted into a child. The child conceived by the parents who are already covered under the public health care will be more likely to implant with the CHIP by the consent of the parent. Eventually, everyone will be implanted with a CHIP. So basically, it's a way to track not only goods, but to track people. If you go on, this is crazy. If you go on the IBM website, we're gonna pause on that. We're gonna get on that later. But India also right now, a couple years ago, they launched a program. India's Vonage, they launched a program which they tried to embark to give their 1.2 billion people a 12-digit number, biometrics. The project, which seeks to collect fingerprints, iris scans, and it says from all residents, to store them in a massive central database, unique IDs, is considered many specialists as the most technological logistic complex national identification efforts ever attempted. So this is what India is doing. India is speeding toward that to have every person in there identified by biometrics. That's what it says right here. MSN Money says that they have it now where it's easy to pay to wave your hand. I mean, with the chip in your right hand, it's easy to pay with wave your hand. I have another article. Ex-IBM employee reveals that the abandonment that reveals TV abandonment of analog band to make room for the mark of the beast. Okay, look, this is what it says. Is microchipping for the world behind switching to DTV? According to former 31-year IBM employee, highly publicized mandatory switching from analog to digital television is mainly being done to free up analog frequencies to make room for scanners which will read implantable RFID microchips and people and products throughout the world. So while American people, especially those in Texas and other busy border states, have been lately with the news reporting advising them to hurry to get expensive passports, enhancing driver's license, passport cards, and other chip or otherwise trackable identification devices that they are forced to own, this digital television RFID connection has been hidden, according to Patrick Reddick. This article gets more interesting. So basically, even the switch to digital is getting everybody ready for the switch. So moving on, I mean, you make the connection, and it's like this. It's basically like this. What does this all mean? Let's break it down. Basically, the plan for Hashatan is everybody has to eat. I mean, that's simple. Everybody has to eat. You can't, if you don't eat, you don't live. You can't live. You know, you have to eat. So what is the plan? The plan is to stand in front of that. Hashatan wants to stand in front of that. So people would have to, you know, even to eat, you would have to worship him. And so what they're going to do is they're going to create a system in which we just read in Revelations, in which no one can buy or sell. You can't buy food, nor can you sell it. Now think about that. Think about the logistics of that. You can't go to Publix and buy food except this. You can't go to Food Lion and buy food except this. This is real. And that thing that is standing in the middle is you have IBM and you have the B system. You have the B system in which you have to comply to. IBM just owns the patent for this, and they said that they need international backing, in which they're seeking from the United Nations very rapidly. Very rapidly they're moving toward this. You have people, we just talked about the WICS program, in which they're saying that everybody who is on the WICS, on the EBT, will be forced to, be microchipped. This is on their website. This is on their website, you know, to increase the biometrics in order to decrease fraud and stuff, you know, because you got a lot of people, you know, may use it or abuse it, whatever the case. So you have, basically, break it down in language terms, in order for you to get government assistance, get food or anything, EBT, you know how people get food stamps, you would have to basically take the RFID chip, the mark of the beast. If we want to get into it, when you actually look at the companies that have brought, you look at the companies who have brought Verochip, the companies that have combined and merged together, you even look at their Roman numerals, you look at their company's name. One of them is called Soulmark. The other one is called XE Wireless. You even look at these companies, these three companies, and what does their value and everything come up to? We're going to share that with you. We're going to share that with you probably next week. Their value comes up to 666. So you're talking about, we already know that name is company with Jesus. Jesus, who is the anti-Messiah, who will lead this system. Just like Hitler did. I mean, nothing is new under the sun. Hitler used the IBM system in order to track people, to take them to the concentration camps, and they used that. Same thing. The anti-Messiah will use this beast system. They will breathe life into the beast system in order to be able to kill, in order to nobody be able to buy and sell except they have his mark. With his, what we're talking about right now. So, look, this is another interesting article. Plans are underway to microchip every newborn in the U.S. and Europe. Regarding plans to microchip newborns, Dr. Kendall said the U.S. has been moving forward to this direction in secrecy. She added that in Sweden, Prime Minister Olof Palme gave permission in 1973 to implant prisoners, and data expectations of ex-Director General Jan Friese revealed that nursing home patients were implanted in the mid-80s, and that technology, it says, and technology is revealed in the 1972 through 47 Swedish state report. So look, it poses the questions. It poses the questions right here. It says, are you prepared to live in a world in which every newborn baby is microchipped? And every, it says, and finally, you are ready to have your own move tracked, recorded, placed in Big Brother's data bank. According to a Fishin article distributed to doctors, medical students, time is running out for the changing direction in military medicine, mind control technology, enhancing future in of human freedom. So you're talking about, let's even talk about the logistics of the mark of the beast. You're talking about this microchip which runs on radio frequency waves. These radio frequency waves, what you got to understand is even like we talked about, we had a couple weeks ago, we had, you guys want to come on here and talk about the Nephilim and different things, like they operate on a different frequency, which is, a different frequency. So you're talking about once you are part of the beast, this thing, these radio frequencies will control your mind. So you almost become a human flesh robot. I know it sounds crazy. I know you say, oh, this dude's crazy, but we're talking about radio frequencies. We're talking about these frequencies which will control your mind. You will be controlled by the anti-Messiah. Basically what it comes down to, you know. So when you, so the thing about it is what, why Yahuwah says that it's so vile for you to take, it's not instituted now, but when the two witnesses come, Enoch and Eliyahu, when they come and they declare what we declare to you, to take not the mark of the beast of Jesus, to take not his mark, you would have a choice. And once you make that choice to take that, it's doomed for you. You will receive the wrath of Elohim poured out undiluted upon you. That's what it says. We're going to get more into this article. It says implanted human beings can be filed anywhere. Their brain functions can be remotely monitored by supermarkets, even altered through the changing of frequencies. So you got to understand radio frequency waves. Because your mind is, you know, we're chemically charged, you know. And so you talk about, look, so this doctor writes, he says, guinea pigs in secret experiments have included prisoners, soldiers, mental patients, handicapped children, deaf, blind people, homosexuals, single women, elderly, school children, and any other group considered marginal by elite experiments. Published experience prisoners in Utah prison, for example, are shocking coincidence. Today's microchips operate by means of low-frequency waves that target them. With the help of satellites, the implanted person can be tracked anywhere on the globe. Such a technique was among number tested in Iraq War. Have you ever seen the movie Mantorian Candidate? I mean, they have stuff like that in there. They have multiple things which Hollywood puts out. Minority Report. Seen that movie? Tracking everything. Biometrics. So, I mean, I have more articles. List goes on and on. Talks about biochip implanted VeroPay arrives for cashless checklist society. At a global security conference held on November 21st, 2003 in Paris, an American company, Applied Digital Solutions, announced its injectable microchip, the VeroPay, implanted for humans, designed to be used for fraud-proof payment method for cash and credit card transactions. So you're talking about you go to Walmart and you just wave your hand and your card is automatically debited and you just keep moving. Now, if you've seen the IBM commercial where the guy acting like he's stealing something and walks out, the guy runs and hands him his receipt, that's what they're talking about right here. So this is real. This is not fantasy. But the commercial you've seen is not fantasy. They have this 2003, this company, Applied Digital Solutions, created the VeroPay, in which an implantable chip is planted and is connected to your bank account, in which you wave your hand and it's automatically debited from your account, and they say it's to reduce fraud and theft. This is real. Cashless payment systems are now part of larger technology development subset. Government identification experiments seek to combine cashless payments applications with the national ID information on the media, such as the smart card, which contain a whole host of government, personal, employment, commercial data, and countless RFID chips. So even they made a law, too, which I don't know if you heard, it's called the National ID Card, which they're going to come out with, in which everybody has to conform to get your Bush signed this law, the Real ID Act. He signed this law in order because, you know, he was saying with the whole 9/11 thing and the fraud and people, you know, getting on planes and stuff, you know, to prevent terrorism and all this, you know, stuff that in which they created themselves from inside. So this is what it says right here, a quote. It says, "We are the only ones out there offering implantable ID technology," said Silverman. Silverman is the CEO of the VeroChip Corporation, who announced that VeroPay services during the speech on Friday in the ID World in 2003 in Paris. "We believe the market will evolve to use our product." Yeah, so just like the IBM commercial you've seen, this is what they actually have made, this system, the VeroPay, in which you wave your hand, and it automatically debits from your account, and your purchases are kept. You know what I'm saying? So when you work, so it'll be, you know, the B system is going to end up being, when you work, you don't even see paperwork, you don't even see anything. It's just digital, and you have your chip in your arm. You go to the store, you debit, you walk, and there's no more lines. There's no, you know, you just walk out. It says you can now accept the credit card payments from your customers anywhere, anytime. It says all you need is a standard GSM mobile phone. So that's what they're talking about, what they're using right here. It says they're going to try to go to the end of the day with no paperwork, visit the bank or handing transactions. Now this is gonna trip you out. Remember we read earlier, okay, we gotta speed up a little bit, but remember we read earlier that the UN, IBM was seeking backing from the United Nations, seeking backing from the United Nations, a global international body in which they can have this database to cover the, not only America, but the whole world. Because the scriptures say, Revelation 13, that says he causes all, both small and great. This is throughout the whole world. So this beast will cover the whole world. That's what Daniel the prophet said. He said he's seen the fourth beast bigger and more, bigger than them all. So this is what you're talking about. The UN holds a meeting to propose for a global human database, ID numbers, to register everyone. You know, they already got it with, like, social security numbers and stuff like that, but this is much bigger than that. This is what it says. Every person in the world will be fingerprinted and registered under a universal identification scheme to fight illegal immigrations and to help people, into people smuggling, outlined at the United Nations meeting today. This is an old article, but it wasn't today, after today. It says, the plan was output by Pascal Simot, the head of Belgium's Independent Asylum Review Board, at a roundtable meeting with ministers including Australian Immigration Minister Philippi Rudolph this afternoon. He said the plan would extend worldwide. So they already have it. They already have the beat. It's already written in scripture, so we know it's going to happen. And you look at the IBM website. We'll leave it on this one right here. You look at the IBM website. You go to the IBM website. It says keeping tabs on RFID. It says it is way more barcodes. It is way more than barcodes. It is changing the way the world works. On the right hand side, you can see the symbolic Illuminati kind of images. They have tracking drugs. So basically, they're gonna put the system. Because notice, let me show you something. Notice in Revelations 13:16, it says he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on their right hand, that no one should be able to buy or sell except they have the mark. So we always attribute this to food. But when you read the scriptures, it didn't say nothing about food. It said buying or selling, period. You look on the right-hand side of the IBM website, who we know who owns the patent for RFID technology, it says tracking drugs. So they get it to a way where you cannot buy. Imagine how many Americans you have who is on prescription drugs. Imagine you cannot get your prescription drugs except you take the mark of the beast, and then you are able to buy now your prescription drugs. Then the next one they have, delivery freshness, which is almost talking about food. You're not able to buy food except you have the mark of the beast. What about working? What about your job? What about you cannot get a job? What if your job conforms to the beast and you are not able to now work except you have the mark? Healthcare. And we know about schools. So what if they put these things in the schools where your child is not able to go to school except he takes the mark? I mean, all these things are something to think about, which is on their website, in which we have to warn people who are still in the world, who still don't know, who are still in falsehood, that, hey, this is coming through the door near you. Because what's going to happen is, is in the time when Hanak and Aliyahu come here and the mark of the beast is instituted, the people who decide not to take the mark of the beast will be beheaded. You know, they will be martyred, you know, for their faith. But other people who decide to take it, they will spend eternity in Gehenna, in everlasting torment. So it's our job to warn people to say, hey, you know, because our words are going to be confirmed. Then when I hit the ground, you know, but hey, right now, we're trying to warn people to say, hey, the mark of the beast is coming. Jesus, the leader of the anti, you know, the leader of rebellion, is going to lead these people. So We're moving on. You still listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yehoshua, and this is still on the way. So, yeah, moving on. Because we got to crunch some time. We talking about wars and rumors of wars. Yehoshua said that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and we're living in this area. Now, Yehoshua just showed us something awesome. I mean, this is like a couple minutes ago he just showed us this. This is wild. You have a lot of tension growing between China and the U.S. You have China, Russia, Iran, and then you have the U.K., United States, and, you know, Israel. Well, what's going on? What is the war? What is going to really start the war? Man, this is a nugget right here. I have some notes, but I just got to get this out of the way because we don't want to just do formal. We got to tell you the revelation updates as the minute as they happen. Check this. Iraq. Iraq is one of the biggest sources of oil in the world, really. What happened is in June of this year, China came into Iraq, and they had a contract in which they would, over the last 9 months, they have grown almost 7% in their oil reserves. And they seek to make so much money. They came into Iraq and began to drill oil. They had a contract in which they will now basically become almost number one in getting these oil reserves. They have a contract with Iraq in which they are drilling. Which they are drilling now to get oil. Look. China, this is the news right here. A lot of people may know about this. China's largest oil company has begun operations in Al Haida oil field in Iraq, making the field the first major new area to start production in Iraq in 20 years, according to the official news report Tuesday. Operations began June 21st, and the field is expected to produce 3 million tons of crude oil per year, reported China Daily, official English language paper. The oil field is discovered in 1979 and is believed to contain a billion barrels of crude oil. A billion barrels of crude oil. This makes China, this is going to make China one of the richest nations, and they started this in June. So now this begins to make sense. Who was in Iraq before China got there? We know America was, right? Who's now pulling their troops from Iraq? Remember Obama a couple weeks ago, we talked about that. He was trying to pull our troops from Iraq. So what you have here, you have both China and Iraq, United States and Iraq. According to a lot of prophecies, where is the war supposed to happen at? We're going to speed it up, man, because we got to get this out. But you look at the land of Iraq. Let's go over some facts. Iraq is not, you know, literally the modern Babylon, but it's almost like the future Babylon is where the one world government may be. Okay. Iraq is most likely, a lot of historians believe that Iraq is, a lot of historians believe that Iraq may be the location of the Tower of Babel, land of Shinar. Scholars have placed it approximately 62 kilometers south of the modern-day Baghdad, Iraq. Tower of Babel ruins have not been located by archaeologists, though. So that's still in debate. This is what some scholars say. Iraq might be, is likely the site of the Garden of Eden, where the Tigris and the Euphrates meet. Southeastern Iraq, just north of the Kuwait, northwest of the Kuwait city. The river of the Garden of Eden flowed out four other rivers. Of those are the modern-day Tigris and the modern-day Euphrates. The other two rivers may possibly be in the White Nile and the Blue Nile. The earth was unified into one single landmass as the time prior to the separation of the nations from the Tower of Babel. So this land of Iraq is very significant. They say Iraq is definitely the land of the location for the ancient Babylon where Israel lost the northern kingdom, Syria, in 721 B.C. to the Assyrians, whose capital was Nineveh, which is located in the modern-day Iraq. So this is one instance. This is one instance. Okay? So scholars also believe that Ur of the Chaldeans was within the boundaries of the modern-day Iraq. Abraham, the father of Isaac, the father of Jacob, is Israel, and Ishmael was called out of Israel to the Chaldeans by Elohim. You remember that in Genesis? Okay. So let's another fact about Iraq. Saddam Hussein of Iraq has constructed a $1 billion palace site of the ancient Babylon. Saddam Hussein was placed a plaque of the rebuild of Babylon, comparing himself to the king of Nebuchadnezzar of ancient Babylon. The city of Babylon was never reconstructed according with Isaiah 13:19-22. Iraq, Saddam Hussein, and Jordan's King Hussein are family. So he built a tower back then. So you have a lot of different things. Iraq was also where the wickedness was cast down, spawning mystery religions. The false church or false whatever. You have all these things happening in the one place of Iraq where this oil is. And look, check this. Iraq is near, but not the site of Armageddon. World's armies gathered in Armageddon, the Valley of Megiddo, located in northern Israel, about 25 miles northwest of Golan Heights, on their way to destroy the nation of Israel at Bizer. Armageddon is not a battle between the nations per se, but the battle between the anti-Messiah's armies and the true Yisrael. Okay, so you have this site where we don't have time to really get into it, you know, but you're talking about this is a site where possibly World War III is going to take place. So you have, right now you have the troops trying to leave from Iraq, and you have this oil reserve in which China has now that they are going to get millions. They have it costs me 1 billion gallons of crude oil, which will make them top, I guess you would say, dog in the world. But hey, what is the war going to be over? What is the war from U.S. and China going to be over? It's safe to say it's going to be over oil. So you see what's happening. You see that something may jump off in that land as they pull troops. You know, China may just even confront the U.S. right there in that land. So you have this to watch out for. I mean, because something's going on. I have an article right here where you have Obama invokes a Cold War law to unmask Chinese telecom spyware. This is what he did. This is December 1st. This is recent news. The U.S. has invoked a Cold War era national security powers to enforce telecommunication companies, including AT&T and Verizon Communications, to divulge confidential information about networks in the hunt for Chinese cyber spying. So basically, we're going to break this article down with what they're really talking about. Okay, the survey went into dozens of communication companies, software makers, and information security companies, including the foreign firms, including James Lewis, cyber security expert. So basically, I want to give you the simple breakdown of what they're talking about. The survey said that very high-level concern that China and other countries may be using growing export sectors to develop built-in spying capabilities in U.S. networks, So basically what they're saying is they're exports. China makes a lot of exports in which they ship to United Nations, I mean the United States, and, you know, in other countries. We get a lot more income come from imports than exports. And so what they're saying is that they're shipping exports in which they're using to spy on the U.S. So you're talking about like cell phones and different things like televisions and different things that are rigged basically in order to steal information. You know, you're talking about, say, a cell phone. You know, you got the U.S. and you know they have the CIA with the confidential stuff, but you're talking about most of these products are made from China anyway, so they're saying that they could be rigged in order for them to spy. And this is with the law that Obama put out, so he's nervous about it, you know, because to be real, a lot of technology and everything comes from China, so pretty much war is imminent. So you're talking about the effects that a war with China would have. You're talking about no more exports. You're talking about automatic loss in American dollar, in which the China is not already accepting really anymore the U.S. dollar. So you're talking about that going on. You're talking about, you see the effects of how hyperinflation will happen. Because once China says, oh, no, we're done with you. We're not giving you no exports. We're not even doing business with you. Then you have no more imports coming in which revenue is made from the United States. So then everything that's made in the U.S. has to be doubled. The cost has to be doubled. The cost has to be doubled. You know, the cost has to be doubled. And so there you have hyperinflations because now they're out of manpower. They're out of imports. And they have to cover that gap of their finances that they lost. So now, just like we read in Revelations, in the third seal, I believe it was, that in the third seal you have now a loaf of bread is worth, costs a day's wages for a man to eat is a loaf of bread. You know, a loaf of bread is $40. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're looking upon, and that's what war will create. That's what war will create. War, basically, all wars have created. Wars is going to create hyperinflation. Wars are going to create famines. And right now we have wars and rumors of wars going on, and we have this war, and it's going to be over oil. So you're talking about this oil, this contract that China has that is in Iraq right now. Right now, drilling, and that's the real reason that Obama pulled the troops is because it's to minimize the confrontation. China will import close to 5. They will import so much oil from Iraq in 2012. You're talking about they said it's a billion, and they had that contract for that field in Iraq. So you basically you're saying whoever controls the oil controls the world, and right now it's China. But you better believe that a war is going to break out, so for somebody, for the U.S. to hold and get that oil in order to able to control. Check this: it is implied that the oil demand growth has risen 7% in the last 9 months of 2011, and China is expected to fuel the energy drive in the coming years. I mean, they have the reserve right now. They have the biggest reserve of crude oil. So this is what the war is going to take place over. It's going to take place about oil. This is what the world is going to break out for. It's going to break out because of oil. You know, it's pretty simple. It's very simple that the famines, the earthquake, the famines, the pestilence, and these things or cause for more. Matthew 24:6-7. That's where we're at right now. When you read Matthew 24, I mean, that's what it says. Matthew 24:6, it says, and you shall begin to hear of fighting, reports of fightings. See that you are not troubled, for they have to take place, but the end is not yet. So we're in that moment. The end is not yet. The end is not tomorrow. The end is not just going to pop up. Because, you know, you have a lot of Christians to believe that the Messiah is coming back any second. Oh, he'll be here any second. You don't know when he's coming, you know. But that's not true. Because we know, just like Shaul said, that, we, you know, the coming of the Messiah will not happen except the falling away and the anti-Messiah be revealed. So we know we have some things to happen. But you're talking about this war, these wars, and things that are jumping off are going to cause famines, pestilence, increase, civil arrest, and going to lead everybody into where you have the mark of the beast. So, you have, and then you have, I mean, we're living in an age we're about to see, you know, the false prophets rise up. The false prophets rise up who are giving powers to do false signs and wonders to deceive the masses. You know, you're going to have those people rise up who, you know, going to be doing supernatural stuff in the last days, in which they're going to be able to do things that people are going to see. And, oh, man, you know, it's like these false prophets in churches, they're doing stuff. They're going to be given the power to do stuff. And a lot of people are going to be deceived because they see with their eyes, oh, this person is doing it. According to the apocalypse of Eliyahu, the anti-Messiah will do everything that the Messiah did except raise the dead alone. So you're talking about he's going to be able to heal people, walk on water, call lightning from the sky. That's what Revelation said. Revelation said he would have the power to call lightning from the sky and do all this other stuff so people will believe what they see with their eyes and be deceived. So, hey, man, you still listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm the Huicide, and we still on the way. So, hey, we want to leave you with this thought. We got something going down. You know what's coming up. You know what time of year this is. A lot of people say it's the best time of the year, but we know what's going on. We want to leave you with the quick fact of the day. What is going on with the quick fact of the day? You had this thing called Christmas. I'm pretty sure you heard about it. This is abomination to Yahuwah. Not one time will you find in scriptures the word Christmas, or will you find anything having to do with this. And we're going to show you where it's from. If you ever heard of the person Nimrod, when you go back to Genesis, you read about Nimrod. It said Nimrod was a mighty hunter, and basically he became almost like a mighty one. He was the leader of ancient Babylon, which you talked about, possibly was in Iraq, in which they built the Tower of Babel up into the heavens, basically to try to defile Yahuwah. Because it's believed also that there possibly could be, you know, some kind of gateway or portal right there in that area of Iraq, which they were trying to get through in order to, you know, cause a rebellion in heaven. So, you're talking about Nimrod, who is this leader? Real person who exists. This is not a myth. This is a real person. It's in the scriptures. Real person who exists. Okay. Just check this, what this quote says from David J. Stewart. It says, Nimrod started the great organized world of apostasy from Elohim, it says, that has dominated this world until now. Nimrod married his own mother. You ever wondered what Valentine's Day is? Yeah, it's a celebration of Nimrod married his own mother. Incest, yes. Nimrod married his own mother, whose name was Samaritus. After Nimrod's death, his so-called mother-wife, Samaritus, propagated the evil doctrine of survival of Nimrod as a spirit being. She claimed a full-grown ever tree sprang up overnight from the dead tree stump, which symbolized the springing forth of new life of the dead Nimrod. On each anniversary of his birth, she claimed Nimrod would visit the evergreen tree and leave gifts upon it. December 25th was the birth of Nimrod. This is a real origin of Christmas tree. The plain truth about Christmas. That's what's called the book, David J. Stewart. Very shocking, huh? Yeah, please share it with your family. We have another quote right here. This is what it says. Almost the same thing. It says, the real origin of Christmas goes back to ancient Babylon. It is bound up in organized apostasy, which Satan has gripped and deceived the world through many centuries. In Egypt, it was beloved that the son of Isis, the Egyptian for the Queen of Heaven, was born on December 25th. Semiramis also bore the title Queen of Heaven, and she was Nimrod's mother. Paganism celebrated his famous birthday over the most known world for the centuries before the birth of the Messiah. So you're talking about, a lot of people say, well, hey, you know, hey, it's the birth of the Messiah. That's what we're celebrating. Nah, man. You're talking about, do you know how far Genesis happened? Bereshit, you know how far they were doing this tradition all the way before? So what Hashatan has done is make believe he uses a tradition that has been, you know, evilly perpetrated back in B.C. times before the Messiah, way centuries and thousands of years before the Messiah, and then puts it and dresses it up to make it look like, oh, yeah, it's innocent. No, but this is an evil holiday in which it's a celebration of Nimrod and his birthday. So you celebrate Nimrod. So, that's what we get now. You celebrate Nimrod, who was the leader of Babylon. Basically, it's like celebrating the anti-Messiah, son of perdition. So how do you feel about that when you give gifts and, you know, you do that? It's a celebration of Nimrod, a celebration of the anti-Messiah, which is not what Yahuwah called us for. And so this is the origin. So, hey, man, I understand, you know, people don't know about that, but you got to tell your family, continue to seek the truth. I mean, because, hey, it is going down. It is going down, and we are in those times in which we have to continue to seek the truth. To seek the truth. You know. So, hey, man, you listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Saad. Man, it's been great to just kick it with you. It's been great to kick it with you, man. We got a little more. I think we actually got a little more time, so we might get a little more in, you know, just to grab it. But to end it, we want to go over a couple scriptures right here. We want to talk about love, man. We want to end it good. We don't want to end it on that sour note. So we're gonna reverse it. We want to end it on a good note. We want to talk about love. So if you have your scriptures, let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. Which talks about the great word called love. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about love right here. Revelation 13. It says, if I speak with the tongues of men and of messengers, but I do not have love, I have become a soundless brass of clinging cymbal. If I have the prophecies and know all secrets and knowledge, and if I have belief as to remove mountains, but I do not have love, I am none at all. If I give out all my possessions to feed the poor, it says, and if I give my body to be burned and do not have love, I am not profit at all. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not puffed up. It does not behave indecently. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It reckons no evil. It does not rejoice over unrighteousness, but rejoices in truth. It covers all, believes all, expects all, endures all. Love never fails. Where it says, and whether there be prophecies, they shall be enacted, or tongues, they shall be ceased. Or knowledge, it shall be enacted. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that is perfect has come, then that is part shall be enacted. When I was a child, I spoke with a child. I thought as a child, and I reasoned as a child. But when I came a man, I did away with childish matters. And now see in the mirror dimly, but you're face to face. Now I know in part, and I shall know, and I have been known. And now belief, expectation, and love remain these three, but the greatest of these is love. So, hey, this is what it is. You listen to Poetic Energy Network. We're talking about love. So if you love the Father, if you love Yahushua and His Son, if you love Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua, keep the commandments. Hey, hope you had a blast. This is the Poetic Energy Network. I'm Yahuwah Sad, and this is On The Way, and I'll catch you next Sabbath, Yahuwah willing. Amen.